chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Morning, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's 59 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It was 67 about an hour and a half ago, so the temperature is continually dropping. It's going to keep dropping down about 48 degrees, and it's just going to keep on going from there until tomorrow morning. In fact, 67 about an hour and a half ago was the high until about mid-Thursday. So it's going to be cold for the next couple of days, and it's still raining off and on in certain parts of the greater Pensacola area. It's kind of gone to light rain now at this point, but then it should kind of clear up and it'll just be cold. So, but at least that's better than what they're doing with in the Northeast with all those blizzards and everything like that. I just checked FlightAware again, and just so you know, we have 2,138 cancellations already in the United States, 2,500 delays. So if you're flying out today, be sure to check your app for whatever flight you're flying on. Let's join us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is our Congressman, Jimmy Petronas. Jimmy, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Bobby, how's the weather right now? I know we're seeing all across the Panhandle reports of tornado warnings. I don't know how much y'all are seeing. We're just seeing a bunch of sideways rain on the eastern side of the district.
Yeah, we're just getting cold here. So we're getting cold. We had some big thunderstorms this morning, about an hour ago, and now it's kind of backed off a little bit. So getting a little bit of a break right now, at least. So
it's crazy. And until I got this job, I never lived with snow before. And I tell you, that stuff is so bad. I mean, because we had those blizzards in the Northeast, and then what happens is once you get the blizzard, and all of your listeners that lived in and understand this, and then so the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it never got above freezing. So you got these huge mounds of snow everywhere. You can't do a dang thing about it. You can't melt it. Your cars are stuck. People are getting in wrecks. Everybody's fighting for salt. It's just horrible. I mean, and for us, that we've lived here in our whole lives, we're kind of immune to it. But I tell you, that stuff up there, it's enough to make you never want to go back.
Yep, I totally agree. I talk about that with people all the time. I used to live in Rochester, New York, and I'm like, I don't know why people live up there. It's horrible. So yeah, we're pretty blessed when it comes to that, and that's the reason why there's all these flight cancellations going on today is because of all the you guys got blizzards going up northeast again right now. So. Pretty vicious going on right there. So we're talking to Congressman Jimmy Petronas right here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Jimmy, can you give us an update on some of the things that are going on in D.C. right now besides the blizzards?
Yeah, so we're hoping that there's an expectation. Some of your listeners have been following along with the Save America Act. The Senate is supposed to be bringing that up for a vote. To my understanding, on Wednesday, as of right now, it sounds like it's just going to be an up and down vote. Unfortunately, I feel like with it being just an up and down vote, the Senate is probably going to do what the Senate has typically done on everything of this nature. They're just going to just vote it and let it die. We've been arguing in the House that they should do the moving filibuster, the living filibuster, where you have to force the Democrats to defend their position that they're taking of why this is bad policy. But right now, it just does not seem that the Senate has the stomach to deal with this. So we know a number of us, me included, we're basically saying, all right, well, Senate, your priorities are not going to have our support in the House. And it's going to put us at division, but, for us in the House, a number of us, it's just that important.
Yeah, and because it already passed the House, and now it's being held up in the Senate, and it does look like there's not going to be any Democrat support for it, is what it's looking like so far, right?
That's right. So you might get a Fetterman But, I mean, and you've got some members of the United States Senate that are in states that President Trump won. So, I mean, those guys will feel some extra pressure. But you know, we'll see. You know, we also, you know, pivoting a little bit, we're doing a tele-town hall tomorrow night on St. Patrick's Day. It'll be all you have to do is just dial in, but we'll also be calling homes too. And it'll be, you know, I want to, you know, going after big tech and protecting our kids from the harms of social media is a big deal to me. There's a few different issues, solutions out there floating. You know, mine's probably the simplest. You just get rid of Section 230. This is something President Trump championed in his first administration. And basically just, you know, enforces social media companies to police themselves. Right now, you know, I can't buy an ad on your radio station inciting harm or violence, but I can go on a Facebook page and post it, and there's no recourse to anyone. So, I mean, you know, it's like a two-way street. And the Section 230, when it was written, it was not written for the environment that we're in right now. And I feel like it is definitely targeting our kids in ways that is unnaturally and unnaturally dangerous. But anyway, the dial-in number for y'all, it'll be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time, 833-305-1733. And we'll be posting on social media heavily over the next 24 hours.
Can you give us some details about the format will be like for the teletown hall that you're planning on doing tomorrow? Is it something where if people dial in, or will they have an opportunity to ask questions, or is it just something they're listening to for
all the above?
Yeah, if you just give us some more details about what it'll be like.
And it'll be, and look, and I want to get some stories from people of where their kids have been harmed by social media. I want to pick up on some of these examples so I can use it for helping with the legislation. But at the same time, there's going to be other issues that people are going to have that they're going to talk about. There'll be a moderator that'll be managing the phone calls and you know, picking the questions up and submitting them. So it's I'm excited. This is the second one of these that I've done, and so it'll be interesting how you know, we learn from these events. You know, we get some information, some intel gathering, but also more importantly, we just get to hear a little bit more of a personal, you know, attitude of what's on people's minds.
Talking to Congressman Jimmy Patronis right here on News Radio 92.3. Got one more question here for you, Congressman. A listener texted and said, with so many different avenues to contact people today, what is your preferred method if we needed to contact you about something? Is it social media, email, phone calls to your offices?
Well, so phone calls are fine, okay? There's a lot of times in the, especially in the D.C. office, that I'm going to answer the phone. So, you know, if you call the D.C. office, everything's on our website, patronus.house.gov. If you follow me on, you don't have to follow me on Twitter to do this, but if you're on Twitter, my DMs are open, so you can direct message me. Those go straight to my phone. I get some interesting characters that send me things from time to time. Sometimes people can be pretty passionate, but that's fine. You know, I tell people I signed up for this, so, you know, it's their right to be able to say what they want to say. But, you know, DMs to me are probably what I like the best, you know, because it's instant. You know, I'm pretty responsive instantly. But then if you've got something that's more in depth, you know, I tell people, if you got a constituent issue, no matter what, whenever you got a constituent issue, you have got to fill out a privacy form. It's the law. It's because sometimes HIPAA can be involved, any number of things. So we direct them to the website just to go ahead and start that form anyway. Once you get that form filed, then we can start advocating on your behalf. And, you know, I had an incredible response the other day. I had a constituent had a problem with the VA. The VA was not getting them their replacement dentures and kept on getting denial. And Mary Beth in the office took handle of the issue, and now the fellow's walking around with a brand new set of teeth. So, I mean, sometimes you just need a hunting guide in order to be able to navigate some of the challenges our federal agencies propose to you. And it's sad that you've got to do that, but this is what we're here for. I mean, I tell our folks all the time, you know, constituent services is something that I've always been very passionate about. This is why we put VA billboards up around the county, because people don't realize they can come to us with their VA problems. And there's so many incredibly effective VA outreach support groups that are out there that do a lot of this, you know, but we're the ones who set the budget for the VA, so they tend to respond to us too.
Oh, very nice. Thank you very much. Congressman Jimmy Patronis, we'll let you get back to work. Appreciate you joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
See you, Bobby. Take care.